masked savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I am your humble host, Zainab. Today in our studio, we have with us Islamic researcher, Dr. Karimi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome to our program. In our previous session, you discussed about some of the du'as and supplications recommended about Mahdawiyat, about the reappearance of Imam and all. So why not use these minutes, why not use these hours for praying for our Imam? Inshallah, we do that. And today I would want you to tell us about one of my favorite du'as, which is Allahumma kun li waliyik.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This du'a is famous among the Persian speaking people as the du'a for the health and wellness of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Yeah.
This is a title given to it by the Iranians. Let me quickly read the du'a and then talk about some of the details related to this du'a. So we read Allahumma kulli waliyik, O Allah be for your representative. Then in some versions we have Fulan ibn Fulan. That person, son of that person. So the name is not mentioned. Why? I will explain. But the point is that it is because of the fact that, the imam who instructed this dua, he wanted to practice taqiyya. He didn't want to mention the name of the imam and his father.
Okay.
So he said, Fulan ibn Fulan. And later, Al-Hujjat ibn al-Hasan was mentioned instead of Fulan ibn Fulan. And in some other versions, we have instead of Fulan ibn Fulan, القائم بأمرك محمد بن الحسن المهدي عليه وعلى آبائه أفضل الصلاة والسلام. So, O God, be for your representative, Imam Mahdi, son of Al-Hasan, في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة, in this hour and in every hour, وليا وحافظا, a guardian, a protector, وقائدا وناصرا, a leader, a helper, ودليلا وعينا, a proof and an eye, حتى تسكنه أرضك توعا, until you make him live on the earth while he is obeyed. And then we have two versions here. One is وَتُمَكِّنَهُ and the other is وَتُمَتَّعَهُ, which almost the same. فِيهَا تَوِيلًا and cause him to live in it for a long time. So this is the famous dua as dua Allahumma kulli waliyik, and this has been mentioned by great Shia scholars like Sheikh Kulaini in Al-Kafi 1-4, page 162, Sheikh At-Tusi in Tahdhib al-Ahkam 1-3, page 103, and Allama Majlisi in Bihar al-Anwar 1-94, page 349. Now, there are a couple of points that might be interesting for our dear listeners.
True.
The first point is that Sheikh Kulaini in Al-Kafi and Sheikh At-Tusi in At-Tahdhib, they have mentioned this dua as one of the recommended actions to be recited on the third possible Laylatul Qadr, that is the 23rd of the holy month of Ramadan.
All right.
So this is interesting, and some people believe that the possibility of this night to be Laylatul Qadr is more compared to the 19th and 21st of the holy month of Ramadan.
Uh-huh.
And maybe this dua is an indication to this belief that this is the possible Laylatul Qadr. Now, Ibn Mashhad in Al-Mazar, he also has mentioned this dua as one of the recommended actions for this night, 23rd of the month of Ramadan, and also Sayyidina Tawus in Al-Iqbal, chapter 4, he has mentioned the same. The next point is that there is no doubt about the fact that this dua has been taught by one of the imams of the Ahlul Bayt, but the name of that imam is not mentioned. Again, maybe it is because of taqiyya. In one version, we have Anas Sadiqain, which refers to either Imam al-Baqir or Imam al-Sadiq, alayhim as-salam. The next point is that the imam who has taught this narration has encouraged Shia to repeat this dua. And maybe this is one of the reasons that we read the Shia, maybe recite this dua on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So the Imam Ali Sam says that read this dua on the night of the 23rd of the holy month of Ramadan while you are in the sajda, in prostration, while you are standing, while you are sitting. And not only that, in the whole month of Ramadan and in the whole your lifetime, whenever you remember, وَكَيْفَ أَمْكَنَكَ وَمَتَ حَضَرَكَ مِنْ دَهْرِكَ, whenever you remember this, read this dua and repeat as much as you can. So again, this shows the importance of this dua.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم كل وليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طبيلا.
The next point is that, as I mentioned, the reason why the name of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is not mentioned, it is because of the conditions in which this dua was taught by that Imam alayhi salam. And we see that in this dua, Imam alayhi salam, first of all, praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he sends peace and blessings upon the Prophet and his progeny and some supplications for Imam alayhi salam.
Oh, well, Dr. Karimi, as we are discussing this dua, you earlier said that this dua is basically for the well-being of Imam. Is there any need to pray for the well-being of Imam?
Yeah, this is a very important question, because in one part of this dua, we say that Allah be for Imam Mahdi a hafiz, a protector. The question is that this is the last Imam.
True.
And he would be alive until he comes. So what is the reason that we
ask?
What
is the reason behind?
There is no need
pray
for that.
Yeah.
It is guaranteed. There are a couple of answers given to this question. The first answer is that, okay, for sure Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will be alive.
Yeah.
And there is no doubt about that. But like all the other imams, like the Prophet, it is possible for him to become sick.
Yeah.
To become ill.
Yeah.
It happened for the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family. It happened for Imam Ali, for Lady Zahra, salamullahi alayha, and maybe for all the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt. So one answer to this question is that, yes, we can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect Imam Mahdi alayhi salam from any kind of illness. Yeah. The second point is that, as Shia, we believe that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is witnessing all the oppressions and calamities and atrocities committed by people against innocent people, against Muslims, and especially the Shias. This is one point. The second point is that when it comes to the calamities which befell the Imams of the Ahl Bayt, like Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, we see how Shia are mourning for Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam during the month of Muharram and Safar.
True.
So the same, and for sure more than that, is true for Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Oh yeah.
And the third point is our bad actions. Our actions are shown to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and this is based on some verses of the Quran and many narrations. So all these issues give a kind of grief to the holy heart of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will grieve for all these
actions of ours,
atrocities and oppressions being done against any human being on the earth, and also for the calamities which befell on his forefathers and Lady Zahra salamullahi alayha. So for sure, he is the manifestation of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He
mm-hmm.
cannot be indifferent to all these issues. So he has so many griefs. Now we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect Imam Mahdi alayhi salam against all these calamities and causes for grief.
And you know, it's one of the signs of like very good ethics or very good morals that if you hurt someone and then you come up and say sorry to him.
Mm-hmm.
We unfortunately day and night as humans make so many mistakes, and just in order to like lower that grief, as you said, or to lessen it up, we could say sorry to our mom, as it is making a burden on his heart because an unjust person doing injustice is like understandable, but his waiters doing so, his waiters doing against the laws of Allah or the commandments of Allah, it's not like something acceptable, and it undoubtedly brings grief. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIP English Radio.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
The third point is that the very fact that we are praying for Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is also showing our respect for the Imam and a love for the Imam. And also the last point regarding this question is that we are encouraged by the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt to pray for Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. For example, in one narration we read, وَحْفَظْهُ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِكِ وَعَنْ يَمِينِهِ وَعَنْ شِمَالِهِ, and the rest of the dua, as mentioned by Sheikh As-Saduq in volume 2 of Kamal al-Din, page 513. There is another question which is asked about this dua, and this is about the last phrase of the dua, حَتَّى تُسْكِنَهُ أَرْضَكَ تَوْعَى, until you make him live on the earth. Now, some people may ask that, is it the case that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is not living on the earth now?
True.
And you are asking Allah, تُسْكِنَهُ أَرْضَكَ, you make him live on the earth? The answer to this question is that this is, like a metaphor. This is an expression in Arabic language. To make a person, live on the earth based on this Arabic structure, it means to rule over the earth, to have power. We have a similar case in the Noble Book of Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter Ibrahim, verses 13 and 14, وقال الذين كفروا لرسلهم لنخرجنكم من أرضنا. But the faithless said to their prophets, surely we will expel you from our land. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, addressing these prophets, that ولنسكننكم الأرض من بعدهم, surely we will settle you in the land after them. So
true.
This phrase in the Quran doesn't mean that they were living in the heavens or in the sky or any place other than the earth. No. So the point is that حَتَّى تُسْكِنَهُ أَرْضَكَ is an expression referring to the fact that, oh Allah, make Imam Mahdi alayhi salam have power and rule over the earth.
Yeah.
So this is what is mentioned in other verses of the Quran, for example, chapter Anbiya, verse 105, أَنَّ الْأَرْضَ يَرِثُهَا عِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحُونَ, this earth will be inherited by the righteous servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also the phrase لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, which is mentioned in chapter An-Nur, verse 55. So these are a couple of points about the dua, which is famous as dua Allahumma kulli waliyik. Inshallah, we'll talk about other du'as and ziyarat in the following session.
Inshallah, like thinking that Imam is Imam and it's not necessary to pray for his well-being is a wrong conception. Imam is Imam, but after all, he's a human being like Prophet, like other Prophets, like other Imams. He can also feel ill, so praying for his well-being, praying for his health is also important. And the point that you mentioned towards the end was like when he will live, you said that it's a metaphor. I have seen this metaphor in many English poems wherein the poet says that I live you.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody lives others' life, but I live you kind of means when I feel you.
Yeah.
So maybe it says that when the Imam's presence will be felt on the earth. So thank you so much, Dr. Karimi, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Stay tuned for other special programs. Take care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.